First Corinthians, the first chapter, verse 17. A little quick review here. The first service on First Corinthians covered the first 9 verses, I believe. Mm-hmm. It was talking about the church in Corinth. Corinth is a city in Greece. I'm sure you remember that in the scriptures, particularly throughout the New Testament, it's the Jews or Israel and Greece. Anything outside of the Jewish nation was considered Greek. That's the way it was. So the church which is in Corinth would naturally be the church of the Gentiles. Corinth was noted primarily for the wisdom of the Greeks, and stands for the wisdom of the world. And Paul gets into that a little bit later on as we get into our scriptures. So the first message on verses 1 to 9 then has to do with coming out of that thinking, coming out of the wisdom of the world, coming out of Corinth, being delivered of that which is of this world. And then beginning in verses 10 to 16 was the second session. And Paul spoke about the divisions, that we speak the same thing and that we not be divided. And he asked the question, is Christ divided? And he talked about one of the things that created a great division, where some were followers of Paul, some were followers of Apollos, some of Peter, some of Christ. And he said Christ is not to be divided. So when the church is divided, it destroys the ministry that Christ could have through that church. Now begin with verse 17. Paul said, for Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. But now he's referring back to the wisdom, the thing that was most obvious in Corinth and among the Greeks. He was not sent to preach baptism, but to preach the gospel, and he was not to preach the gospel with words of wisdom. Now, he's referring here to Hebrews 4, and I think it's verse 12, where it says, the living word is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder between soul and spirit. He's speaking of a living word here. The word of the cross is not sermons on Jesus dying on the cross. The cross that he's speaking about is the cross that brings death to our self-life, because we're listening to a living word, and that living word is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder between soul and spirit. You see, do you want to be separated from your Corinth? Do you want to be separated from the wisdom of this world? Then it has to come through a living word, which is the preaching of the gospel that Paul speaks about. The wisdom of words eliminates the work of the cross. And I think it's very, very important that we understand that the preaching of the cross is to them, those of this world, the preaching of the cross to them of the wisdom, of the Grecian wisdom, is foolishness. Now, we have to see that this preaching of the cross is not the preaching of Jesus dying on the cross only, but is speaking about the cross experience that we have that cuts away the Corinth of our old nature. Verse 19, for it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. The wisdom of the wise is the wisdom of this world. In any field, any area that you think of, education, technology, the world of science, our solar travel, the wisdom of this world has advanced tremendously in many, many, many different fields. But God says He's going to bring to naught the wisdom of this world. And people tend to get caught up in the amazement of what man has accomplished with his brain power. Where is the wise? Verse 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Verse 21, for after that in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom knew not God. With all the wisdom of this world and all the different areas of education and science and political activity and travel into the solar system, all that you can think of, with all that wisdom that has been able to accomplish so much, does not lead people to God. Just the very opposite, because they tend to exalt their wisdom. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God through the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Man, that is so evidence today. The people of this world think we're so foolish. They want to eliminate Christianity altogether. They can't understand it. They don't know why a Christian would follow the scriptures of the Bible. To them is foolishness. It doesn't make sense to them. The wisdom of the scriptures doesn't even come close to the wisdom of the world. You see, that's in their thinking. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, and it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. There's not many. You realize that even in the Christian world, that the wisdom of this world is elevated above the wisdom of God. I saw a commercial on TV this morning. I don't know what it was, what the product was, except it had something to do with, I think, makeup that women use. And the thing was, inner beauty is good, but outer beauty is better. That's the wisdom of the world. There's a good example of it. It's the hidden beauty that is the most important. The beauty of holiness and the beauty of God is coming forth in a people. Verse 22, the Jews require a sign and the Greeks seek after wisdom. Now remember what I said a while ago, the Jews and the Greeks, this is the dividing line, the Jews, and then anything that's not a Jew is considered a Greek. Okay? We need to see that. The Jews require a sign. Listen to what Jesus said about that. That's in Matthew 16:4. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. So, it's not good to be a sign seeker. A wicked and adulterous generation seeks after a sign. What do the Greeks seek for? Wisdom. The people of this world seek wisdom. But, Paul says in verse 23, we preach Christ. We preach Christ crucified. And unto the Jews, that is a stumbling block. And unto the Greeks, it's foolishness. Those who preach Christ and those who become the crucified with Him are not gathered among the Jews nor the Greeks. Because to the Jews it's a stumbling block, to the Greeks it's just plain foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, the weakness of God is stronger than men. Of course, you're not going to get anybody in Corinth to agree with that. But then in verse 26 it says, "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble of call. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen. Yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh shall glory in his presence." All the foolishness of this world. I don't know if you're seeing this just the way I see it. But the wisdom of the world, and compared to that, the foolishness of the world that belong unto God, is just a very small few in the world. And God's going to take the few, that little church in Corinth, and he's going to turn the world upside down. He's going to bring to naught the wisdom of this world. And the foolish, the meek, the believers in Christ, those who are counted as nothing according to the world, are going to be raised up. All through the scriptures we have the principle that God brings down the high-minded and he exalts the lowly. There's a great turnaround is coming. God's going to take the hourglass and turn it upside down. And suddenly, those who are of God are going to be on top with him. He was sent to baptize, not sent to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with words of wisdom, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. The preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. And then God says, "I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to naught the understanding of the prudent." Then the question will be asked, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? God hath made foolish the wisdom of this world. Amen.